the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio. You're listening to the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan. Call 706-993-4606. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Wrestling Call-In Show. I am your host, Mr. William D. Morgan, joined by my co-host, Big Tone. Big Tone, what's up, man?
If you smell it, how you feeling, fellas?
All right, man. How's your week been, man?
Man, my week has been something serious. It's all good, though. I'm here. I'm blessed. The Lord's got me through another week. I'm ready to go.
There you go. There you go. You guys can do the same thing my co-host did. Hit us up, 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606. We're going to go over some recaps of some pay-per-views. We're going to go over TLC. We're going to go over the Ring of Honor thing. We're going to go over NXT. But, Big Tone, I know you have some things you want to say about Monday Night Raw. So, I'm going to turn the floor over to you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I have to apologize for last week. Since number one, I had some little technical difficulties, so for all those who missed it, fuck Goldberg with a steel dick in his ass. Now, I got that off the chest. Monday Night Raw. Let's see, how should we do it? Well, first thing is first. Triple H, we all know, after what happened after the last paper at the TLC. If we all know, after Roman beat the shit out of Triple H, beating down like a dog, we already know what's going to happen. Now, Mr. McMahon comes out of nowhere. Ratings boost, because ain't nobody seen Mr. McMahon in how long? But a year almost, not like 8-9 months since WrestleMania somewhere?
Yep, that's right.
So, here comes the man, Mr. McMahon, walking out like he is Stone Cold Steve Austin. Well, that's him. He can do that. He gets in the ring, calls out Roman, tells Roman he's going to have to wait when he's ready. Then when he does come out, he tries to put him over, and he does it very well. Now, the kick to the guts, that was stupid, personally to me. I thought that was idiotic. I would have been like, okay, give him the old school stare down like he did, and if it was me, I'd have Shane come out and really blow the house off. But that didn't happen. Now, we get to him coming back out, him and Roman going at it, then Sheamus' dumbass comes out and runs his mouth saying, Mr. McMahon, kissing Mr. McMahon's ass again, I'll take it, I'll do it for you. And he was very much trying to hear you. Then he said, I'll put the World Heavyweight title on the line. Okay, cool. Then he tells him, if you don't win, you're fired. Okay, come on now. Cena's gone. Cena will be back for another, what, month, maybe? Mm-hmm. Randy's out for another year. We probably won't see Randy until after Mania. Daniel Bryant, we don't know when the troll's coming back or if he's ever coming back. Who's left? They're going to fire him. Right. Rock is on a show-by-show basis. Rock is in Minnesota fishing and hunting right now, so he don't want to be bothered. We probably won't see him until just and within the next couple, about a month before ManiaCon. That's when we won't see Brock. So why would they even think about trying to fire him now? That'd be stupid. And they don't have anybody to put the bell on. Sheamus sucks. Everybody knows that. We know Ahmed Johnson III would botch something up and probably get hurt again. So they went ahead and gave him the belt now, which personally I think they should have waited another month, but they have a body, like I said, because Cena won't be back for a while and everybody else sucks. So they decide they want to go ahead and push him now, give him the shot, and then run with it. Okay, he's got it now. Dean Ambrose has the Intercontinental title. Now, if Seth, hypothetically speaking, we know Seth won't be back for another couple. We probably won't see him until sometime late next year. What are they going to do when Cena finally comes back? Question. That's one. Two, with him beating the shit out of Triple H the way he did, are they going to put the belt back on Trips? And wait for John to come back. Then he have it for 16 and beat up on and beat Flair's record. Are they going to do that? Because that's the way it looks like it's going to be built.
Well, if I can jump in for a sec. That's a good point you brought up on Cena. And the reason why I say that is because it's been reported that Cena is scheduled to return to TV December 28th in Brooklyn, New York. So, now that brings you to kind of like an impasse, because you know what Cena is probably going to do is go after Alberto Del Rio for that U.S. title. Now, you did have Kevin Owens drop the IC belt, so maybe you see Kevin Owens versus Roman Reigns.
Right now,
and then you might see Reigns versus Triple H.
Yeah, they probably wouldn't do it right now. Mm. But personally, if it was me, I would book that for probably Mania. I would book that for Mania and let it build.
Right.
Two up-and-coming superstars and let them build old-school style, like for an old-school Mania. That's what I would do. That's how I would book it. I have a long stretch out and some good spots. Both of them could get wins over each other and they would be clean. No, I would never let it be clean. Something would happen. Shenanigans would happen. One would win. We just turn off until Mania. And make it good.
Right. I mean,
that's the story.
Do you think they gave the they let Roman Reigns go ahead and get the title now because maybe you're looking at the lesser of two evils, maybe? Because no one wanted Sheamus to be champion.
When he came out to cash it in, I knew that was going to happen. Somebody told me when he won, it was too easy for him and Dean to do that. It was too easy.
Right.
So I knew something was going to happen. Come on now. Common sense will tell you, okay, they put two best friends together. Mm. What's going to happen next? Oh, Sheamus still has the belt. They still have the box.
Right.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
The Breakfast Club, as Blades would call him, the Breakfast Club strikes again. Randy's down for a long time. He has shoulder and neck surgery because we won't see him until probably this time next year.
Mm-hmm.
Sheamus going to make a fucking movie. Who's left?
Let me go on to line number two to the biggest Roman Reigns supporter ever.
Oh, Randy. Lord, I know he's on cloud nine right now.
Randy,
get it, get it.
What's good, people?
What's up, man? How you been doing, man?
Good. Still celebrating the Roman Reigns championship with.
You know, there are only two people that I know that are a part of this group that really
the Roman Empire
really loving the Roman Empire. That's you and Deontay Baker. Other than that, I don't know anybody else.
What about Lee Kennedy?
Lee's a diehard Roman fan too.
Yeah, Lee Champion too. Yeah. I mean, I said it last night, and I'll say it again. I don't like Roman Reigns. I think he's cookie cutter. I don't like the Superman punch, and I could care less about that spear. That spear is so genetic for a big man to have in his arsenal. It ain't even funny. And
all I'm going to say is fuck Goldberg, fuck Goldberg, fuck Goldberg.
But regardless of the fact, he is your world. WWE World Heavyweight Champion for a second time, so.
But the thing is, with that, he's had it. Ray had it longer than him. He only had it 5 minutes. Ray had it about an hour and 15.
Hour 15 minutes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, okay, so yeah, Ray had a longer than him. So yeah, okay, then.
But Randy, just tell us how ecstatic you are and how far Roman Reigns can go up the ladder. Randy, you there?
Yeah. Sorry, I had to do something a little.
No problem. Just tell us how far you think Roman Reigns can go with the title.
Honestly, because who? I'm trying to like think about who's gonna take it away now. Like, it's not gonna be Shane. You know?
Heck no.
It's not gonna be him. And unless they do the whole, you know, Cena coming back. And he wins the Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
And ties Stone Cold for the 3 times. Then that's the only person that, you know, that comes to mind, you know?
You guys don't see Brock maybe coming back and getting a rematch?
Because then, no, and then Brock is going to go for the UFC, you know?
Actually, you know what? Like I said before, Brock's probably at home hunting and counting and nailing what's her name right now?
Sable.
But if it comes back to that belt, he did get screwed.
Mm-hmm.
But he still owes somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And Roman has it now.
Mm-hmm.
They had an epic battle at Mania. I see it coming. Now or later. But Cena will get 16. Before long. If he comes back on the 28th, like you said, 16 is coming.
Mm-hmm.
16 is guaranteed. When? I don't know, but it is guaranteed.
Yeah. Hold up. Is that my girl in the background, Randy?
Oh, no. Because I'm actually outside right now.
Okay, I thought it was...
A couple of goddamn kids.
I know, your daughter and her sources.
I know one thing. Her sources are more reliable than Rage's sources, I tell you that.
yeah, straight about that one.
Oh man, she'll tell you more about Cena than anybody.
Yeah, but yeah, but like I'm saying, like that's the only person that comes to mind right now.
Mm-hmm. How do you guys think?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just saying, how do you guys like it that Dean Ambrose is your new IC champion?
That's good.
Yeah,
I thought it was good too. I would have liked him to be the only champion, but hey.
No, I don't want Dean's not ready just yet. I don't think they're ready for Dean as the world heavyweight championship.
Hmm.
Not yet.
Hmm.
I say if it does go down, I say let him take it from Cena.
Oh, that's interesting.
I say either let him or Kevin Owens take it. Ooh, I just thought about that. Let Kevin Owens take it from Cena and have Dean take it from Kevin Owens. Or vice versa.
Right.
One of the two.
Right. And as we go into about to hit 2016, the New Day, our studio.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Our studio,
I'm so fucking tired of that group.
Why are you tired of the New Day, Randy?
It's like, okay, we all saw TLC, right?
Mm.
You saw how Kalisto, he stole the show.
He did.
The Usos killed themselves.
Yeah.
And I don't know, oh, they're heels, they're not supposed to stole. Even Eminem when they were heels, even the Belly when they were heels, they did something in matches like that.
Mm.
They didn't do shit. And then that stupid ass trombone at the end, I was hoping that she missed. So they could look stupid.
Hey, you
like
right.
When he shot that shit, I was like, oh man, please miss. God, that's just God, I hate them so much of it.
You're right, though.
They try so hard, man, to be funny that's it. They lost. I feel like they lost the luster.
No, they're trying to make them the Freebirds. They're trying to make them the modern day Freebirds. That's what they're trying to make them.
But
that's
you're right.
That's why they're still here.
But you're right, though. Kalisto did steal that show, though.
And then you got the goddamn Team Bad trying to, like, they're trying to turn them into female versions.
Oh, boxing too?
But, like, Team Bad, they're trying to turn them into the female version of New Day. Like, I'm not liking this. I hope they don't fuck up Sasha Banks.
Yeah,
they better not. They better not fuck up Sasha.
Nah.
That shit was so corny that or the Sylvia Christmas song shit.
She's hanging out with Xavier Woods a little too much, though. You think they got something really going on?
No,
she's hanging out with Xavier Woods a little too much. You think her, him and Sasha got really something going on?
No, Xavier got married not too long ago.
Okay.
That's what was the last pay-per-view? No, the pay-per-view before last, he wasn't there. After he got married.
Okay.
Yeah, if he's already fucking around on his wife, this motherfucker's back. And he ain't been married but what, a couple months?
Come on.
And he already out there fucking? Come on, man. Something must be wrong.
Oh, my goodness. All right, let's go ahead and real quick go down these TLC pay-per-view. I want to ask you, Randy, because I know you don't like her. What did you think about that Charlotte versus Paige match?
I'm not going to give three fucks when that happened. I'm like, as long as Paige don't win, and that title is there saved for Sasha, I'm all good.
When are they going to put it on her? That's the question.
Yeah.
Hopefully at the big event.
They're going to wait until Mania to do it, or they want to do it at the Rumble?
Mania's too long. For Sasha, that's too long. If you're gonna do it, you need to do it at the Rumble.
Okay, but who would she go against? Because Nikki, you know, when Cena comes back, the Bella bitches are coming back with her.
That's
yes, I said it's the Bella bitches. I didn't stutter.
No, you did not. No, you did not. That is true. I still think
one Bella and one Brian, my bad. The Bella Brian bitches, my bad.
And then like the other thing, like you was talking last time, hopefully this is it. That's it, like she shouldn't get no more goddamn chance.
Yeah.
Paige, like, dude, that's still weak. How long we been having her in the main event? Since like when she's been feuding with goddamn fucking AJ, and that's been like a year ago already.
Yeah.
Enough is enough.
Yeah. I agree. That's like her 10th chance.
Well, they ain't got nobody left. Because, like I said, the Bella Bryan bitches are gone. And they got Sasha. Mm-hmm. They don't know why they haven't pulled the trigger on Sasha yet. Mm-hmm. And who else is up? Well, Charlotte's the one number one right now.
Mm-hmm.
I still think they should bring a Japanese chick up from NXT.
Asuka. Well, Asquano.
And there's a couple more down there that need to come up to us.
I'm thinking Becky Lynch is going to do something.
Absolutely is. That's who I was thinking of.
I'm thinking Becky Lynch is going to end up doing something at some point. I thought you would see her more in that Charlotte Paige match, but she wrestled and lost to Sasha Banks via submission earlier in the night. So, you know, it's all good. Rusev defeated Ryback via technical submission. Why?
And?
Why? Why even have that match? And? Why even have that match?
That doesn't. Who gives a shit about those two? Who cares?
Yeah. The Wyatt family defeated Team ECW, which consisted of the Dudley Boys, Rhino, and Tommy Dreamer.
Why is Tommy Dreamer and Rhino back in the first place? Well, I know Rhino's down at NXT giving the kids their due. Mm-hmm. I respect that. But what the fuck is Tommy Dreamer doing back on the drink? Come on. Because
he's still
in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I'm
just shit.
And let's get those goddamn
wives
over.
They got put over
to burn it.
The big thing, that's all they did. Rhino and him came to get their ass kicked to get the wives over.
And they put him over twice. They put him over on Raw, too.
Exactly, because if they would have done, let's say, have one, each of them win one match, and then they go for a third, and then okay, the wives win that one, too, but shit, they flooded the shit out of them.
Yeah, they did.
It wasn't even believable.
It's some bullshit.
Alberto Del Rio defeats Jack Swagger. Why even have that match? You could have did better.
Because of
because of Dirty Dutch Mantel.
Yeah.
Did you do one more match in the card?
Filler match, huh?
Yeah, filler match.
Like Jack Swagger was really going to win. Okay. Dean Ambrose defeated Kevin Owens to win the WWE IC title.
That was a good match.
Yeah.
Good match, and it's a crazy shit out of him.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if you see those two guys meet up and go at it again. I really wouldn't be.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
And then once really good you can guarantee that. That's yeah. guaranteed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like I said, they work really good together too.
And so if Cena comes back and he has something else to do, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Or they figure out what they want to do. Because right now, they have their thumb up their ass. They don't know what the fuck to do.
Yeah, they're in no... WWE is kind of like in... They're like in, like, no man's
city. In limbo right now.
Yeah, in limbo. Per se. Mm-hmm.
Because, like I said, Randy's down for about 6 to 8 months. Seth is gone for 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know if Cena's come back in about 2 weeks. But still, what they go when he comes back, what the fuck they gonna do? That's why they have to break Triple H. They have to tell Triple H, okay, we need you to do this, this, and this. Right. We need you to put him over until at least Cena comes back so Cena can get the belt, and we can do it from there.
Right. There, it's also being reported that Kane is on his way back for this Monday night's Raw in Minnesota. I don't know why you want to bring Kane back, but okay.
They're bringing Kane back for what?
He's going to be back on TV for this Monday night's Raw in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
So Brock might show up anyway, huh?
He came back on the 18th at the Forum. I saw some clips on that. He beat ADR. Somebody interfered. I forgot who interfered, but they ended up getting like F5 twice.
It was Rusev.
Okay.
And then he F5'd the shit out of both. But you know how it's going to happen. He's going to win the USA.
Let me ask y'all something.
Huh?
What the fuck is up with this League of Nations bullshit?
I think they lose their identity now because you don't have Sheamus as your champion. So if you don't have Sheamus as a champion, you lose your identity to me.
And then if you think about it, let's say ADR has the USA Championship. If anything, he looks more of the only credible person there now, you know?
Yep.
That whole groove came out of nowhere, and now it makes no goddamn sense.
Because
exactly, he lost the championship in 3 weeks. How stupid does he look now?
Mm-hmm.
They should have put him on him in the first place.
Nope, they shouldn't.
But they had no choice.
Yeah,
they had no choice.
Yeah.
Who else they have?
Yeah.
And let's say if they were gonna do that, then don't create that League of Nations chicken. Now that should look like a jobber squad.
Yeah.
That's basically what it is.
It's a job squad.
The baby job spot.
Of has-beens and what could have been.
And then this guy is injured.
The wannabes.
Wannabes.
Yeah, I read it again, right? This guy's injured.
But
who?
We're married.
Again?
What I tell you?
You know what's funny about it?
What?
The first thing that came to mind was you and, and oh my God, Big Tom! That's the first thing that came to mind. Once I read
what do we say about him?
They were putting his thing on
Barrett because within 6 to 8 months he's gonna hurt himself.
I'm shocked.
Didn't we say we said that?
Yeah. If you want to look it up, he's having neck problems.
Oh my goodness!
I'm like, oh my God! Big Tom was right.
I hope
this is the really like, I'm sorry, you gotta go.
I was shocked that they put King of the Ring on him. I really, really was. And it's not just most of his injuries, if it's not a concussion. Most of his injuries have been soft tissue injuries, and that's not a good thing, so...
Well, it's not.
You know... Oh, God. But it is what it is. They put their faith and trust in him, but to be... hit an IC champion. I put their faith and trust in him to be king of the ring, put him in a faction. But, and I know you don't like him, Randy, but you don't put nothing on Bray Wyatt.
The what?
But you don't put nothing on Bray Wyatt?
Yeah, that don't make any sense. You're gonna put it on Barrett's broke dick ass, but you won't put nothing on Wade Barrett. I mean on Bray Wyatt.
Right.
And he's right now, he's one of the hottest heels there is.
Mm-hmm.
You can put him against many different opponents right now.
Yep.
That make him look good. But the thing is, there's more heels than there are faces right now.
That's true. And let's say all the faces are injured or they're gone right now.
Exactly. That's the problem.
Now, the only thing that
that's why they put the belt on Roman now.
Now, the only thing that
Cena was here, if Cena was here, they would have gave him 16. Guaranteed, no question.
Now, the only other thing about the way Wyatt put, you can make that direction. You can make that argument in the other direction. Yeah, he don't have a championship, but he got a match against Undertaker on his belt.
True.
So,
very true.
Yeah, so, you know, he can go either.
No. He's got a match against Cena, too.
Yeah. And he got Cena, too, so, yeah.
He's got two of them. He's actually got three up under his belt.
Mm-hmm.
Two against Cena and one against Taker.
Yep. So, you know, he's worked with some top-notch guys, so, you know.
He's gone against a legend and held his own.
Mm-hmm.
He's beat a future legend twice.
Mm-hmm.
So. Whether with that championship material or not,
yeah.
He can hold the belt, and he can keep giving people entertaining. He tells a damn good story.
But I see what Randy is saying from a standpoint of his stuff is the same over and over. They need to change him up just
a
little. They need to change him up just a smidgen, just a little bit.
Let Jake do it.
Yeah.
Let Jake do it.
Yeah.
You give him the I put it like this: if it was me, I let him and Jake the Snake Roberts let them go at it for about two months. Let Jake be his mouthpiece. I guarantee you, he'll put him over so bad nobody will like him in a good way. Well, you know what I'm saying?
Shit, like Jake as a mouthpiece, that sounds fucking incredible.
Heck yeah!
You see, let Jake just be himself and let Bray do everything else, and let Jake be the matriarch, the patriarch of the Wyatt family. He's the man.
Yep. Amen to that.
He sent Bray Wyatt and them out to the WWE to do that. Jake is sitting back in the back. I told you guys a long time ago what I was going to do, but you didn't want to listen to me. I'm back. And Jake comes out of nowhere. It'll blow it. I guarantee you everybody will blow the hell up. I guarantee you. There's no question.
Nope. All right.
No question.
Very, very quickly, let's go over the NXT TakeOver over in London. I got a recap for that very quickly. I keep mispronouncing her new name. Oksana defeated Emma via pinfall. Dash and Dawson defeats Amore and Cassidy to retain the NXT Tag Team Championships. Baron Corbin defeated Apollo Crews. I was disappointed by that. Bailey.
Hey, I gotta make a run real quick. I'll call you guys right back.
Okay, cool. Bailey defeated Nia Jax to retain the NXT Women's Championship, and Finn Balor defeated Samoa Joe to retain the NXT Championship. Did you get a chance to watch NXT TakeOver in London, Randy?
Yeah, I actually watched it while I was working.
Okay, what did you think about the show?
Yeah, it was good. It was good. It wasn't like the last few that, you know, they go all out and shit, like the one in Brooklyn, but this one was okay. This is the first time that, like, they have, let's say, you know, Bailey fighting Kakash, but that he attacked is horrible.
Yeah.
Like, Bailey did the best he can to, like, you know, but, like, I didn't like that match, and I was glad she Bailey won.
Mm.
Or like you, but Apollo Crews. That match, I was disappointed. It was a good match, but I was disappointed. Like, who won?
Yeah. And I'm trying to trip on Baron Corbin. He's a hell of a talent. But I was just kind
of like, he's got, like, how can I say, like, as a team, I couldn't stand him, but he's got, like, I'm okay with him now.
Yeah. Yeah, hell of a talent, man. It wasn't the fact that I'm hating on him. I was just kind of shocked that you didn't sit and let the new guy pick up a win. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. What'd you think about it?
And then Enzo and these people, I knew for some reason I knew they were going to lose. Because I really think those tag teams are going to be won by Jason and Gable.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. What'd you think about Finn Balor?
It was a good match. I'm okay with it.
Well, did it kind of shock you, though, to see Samoa Joe put him over?
How can I put it? Like I had the feeling like any of them could have won. Like, I wasn't like, oh, he's going to lose. But I had the feeling, oh, like, they lost in Baylor. So I had the feeling like he could have won, too. But he was a good, oh, my God. Every time he choked him, it was like, how can I put it? Like, it made good news. It made you think like he's going to win.
Right. I just always thought that at some point Samoa Joe's going to win that NXT championship. So, but then again, I understand you're putting over the young dudes. I get that part. So, you know, can't really complain on either end. The Rock.
You think he's going to win it somehow?
I was hoping Samoa Joe was going to win it this time. I'd love to see a championship around Samoa Joe waste one more time. But I understand you dare to put the new guys over, so I get it.
But then nobody, if you think about it, no title change. There was no title change.
Nope. No title changes at all. Let's go on to a little bit of the news here. Kurt Angle says he isn't retiring despite his TNA contract being up. That man needs to sit down.
Go ahead.
Kurt Angle says he isn't retiring despite his TNA contract being up.
I'm telling you, like I said, he wants to die in the ring. I think that's his goal.
Oh man, I don't get it. Sometimes you just need to let
that
go.
I just hope like he does come back to WWE just to, and maybe to have his one match, you know, just so he could redeem himself.
Hello?
I'm here, go ahead. I'm here.
Oh, yeah, you know, like, it'll be sad that his last match is in TNA, you know?
Mm-hmm. Jeff Hardy says he's like the out of action until late 2016 because of due to injury and going through surgery. What'd you think about that?
I don't know. Maybe digging the pipe a little bit too much. And then I was reading about him, maybe considering coming to WWE for what I said.
I don't know. I said it when I first saw it. I sort of kind of thought to myself, I don't know if I want to see him come back to WWE. I really don't know. I mean, because I'm trying to see what would his purpose be if he came back to WWE.
For some reason, I don't know, but I would like to see a match between him and Seth Rollins.
Yeah. But both guys would have to be healthy first.
Yeah.
Both guys really would have to be healthy. Let me ask you a question. John Cena, will he be the key to solidifying Reigns as a top star?
Yeah, I think that's what he's gonna do. Like honestly, I think that like if they decide, okay, yeah, this is our guy, John Cena's gonna have to do it, you know? Basically like packing the torch. You know?
Yeah. Well, is Rob back to modern day Hercules Hernandez? Do you remember Hercules Hernandez?
Wait, the modern day Hercules?
Yep.
Honestly, I didn't see much of him.
Okay, you didn't see much of Hercules Hernandez? Okay.
No.
Cool. What's going to be next for Finn Balor and Bayley after their takeover wins over in NXT? What's going to be next up for those guys?
Balor, I think, because from what you saw, I think this, what's her name? Bayley? Mm. God, what's her name? He and Jack is going to go after Usaka, whatever the hell her name is.
Mm-hmm.
They had that little stare down at that NXT event.
Mm.
But then Finn Balor, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. I don't know who's next in line.
Yeah.
Unless they want to do Baron Corbin now, you know?
Yeah. And Baron,
he's a good heel right now that could go again. Mm-hmm. Finn Balor. So you got the speed versus strength, which is, that'll be good.
Right. Very quickly, want to go over the 2015 Slammy Award categories, so you guys know what you're looking at when the Slammys come up. The categories are as follows: Best John Cena U.S. Challenge, Extreme Moment of the Year, the OMG Shocking Moment of the Year, This Is Awesome Moment of the Year, LOL Moment of the Year, Tell Me You Didn't Just Say That Moment of the Year, Celebrity Moment of the Year, Hashtag of the Year, Surprise Return of the Year, Double Cross of the Year, that's interesting, WWE Network Show of the Year, Rival of the Year, Match of the Year, Tag Team of the Year, Breakout Star of the Year, Diva of the Year, and Superstar of the Year. Now, the thing about the Superstar, Randy, that makes that kind of interesting, anybody can be in that. It's not just set to a certain number of people. You can vote for anybody in that category this year.
Diva.
Mm-hmm. Who will be your Diva and Superstar of the Year?
Wait. But isn't this year like you vote who you want? It can be anybody?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's wide open.
Yeah, so, honestly, I don't know if they are going to go with... They're probably going to give it to Brock Lesnar.
Think so?
Yeah, I think, because I don't get the feeling they're going to give it 2 years in a row to Roman Reigns.
Mm-hmm.
Unless, you know, all of a sudden Stefano wins it, but I get the feeling Brock Lesnar is going to win it.
Right. And there's a rumor going around saying that you might see Seth Rollins at the Slammys.
The what?
You might see Seth Rollins coming around at the Slammys this year, so we'll have to see on that. That's just rumor.
He probably does like an appearance, I see, I don't know, you know?
Yeah.
Nothing physically.
Yeah. Couple of things very, very quickly. Your ROH final battle recap. Cheeseburger defeat Brutal Bob Evans.
I can't fucking not laugh. Every time I hear that fucking name,
Cheeseburger. Number one contenders match. ANX defeats Young Bucks and the Briscoes via pinfall. Silas Young defeated Dalton Castle. Michael Elgin defeated Moose. Adam Cole defeated Kyle O'Reilly. Alex Shelley, ACH, and Matt Sydal defeated The Addiction and Chris Sabin via pinfall. Roger Strong retained the ROH World TV title, defeating Bobby Fish. ROH Tag Team titles stayed home. The War Machine defeated The Kingdom in the World title match. Jay Lethal defended AJ Styles to retain that title. That was a good match. Did you get a chance to see that match?
Which one?
Jay Lethal versus AJ Styles, ROH.
Wait, hold on, did that match even happen?
Yeah.
So no, because I didn't see it. Like I was reading because I didn't see final battle.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was reading the spoilers and shit, and I didn't see that match up there. Who won?
Jay Lethal won the match.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Jay Lethal got a big, huge win. Couple more things before we sign out for the night. It's getting kind of late here, folks. Show preceded me, kind of stole a little bit of my thunder, but it's all good. I'm a team player. Santana Garrett loses the NWA NWA Women's title to Amber Gallows, who was her former tag team partner.
You must be happy.
Oh, yes. I am very happy. This is her second title she's lost in 2 weeks. She lost to Shawn.
Oh, yeah, because she had like two, no?
Mm-hmm. She lost the Shawn Championship last week, and now she loses this one. I am the happiest man alive. There are two wrestlers I hate with a passion. That's Santana Garrett and Roman Reigns. Two wrestlers I can't stand. People always ask me why I don't like Santana. I don't like Santana because she's one of those little flippy, I'm going to do a flip out the corner and hit you type of female wrestler. I don't like that. I like the strong style. And when I say strong style, you can go look at someone like Barbie Hayden, for example. She ain't got a problem punching you in the mouth. So that's what I like to see from the that's what I like to see female wrestlers do, wrestle that strong style, have that approach. Most of them do now. Santana's one of the few that hasn't adopted it yet. That might be why she might be a washout in NXT, why she might be a washout in TNA. And now it looks like she's washing out on the indie scene. We shall see. One last bit of news before I roll out. Juan Banos, also known as the legendary luchador Lizmark, passes away the other day. He was 66 years old, only one of two people to earn the NWA world title in three different weight divisions. That's impressive. That's impressive. I got one more thing. We talked about King Barrett earlier. King Barrett tweets. He sent out a tweet the other day. He doesn't think he's worthy for Superstar of the Year, which is open to all superstars for the first time ever. Well, nobody gonna vote for you, no way. So you ain't worth for that, King Barrett.
Oh, yeah, I read about that. Then people were texting, there was actually people, running him back, like seriously, like, you actually think somebody's going to vote for you? Someone from UK or some shit.
Yeah. You haven't been on the roster half the freaking year. Oh, my goodness. And on TV even less because of your injuries. Yes. All right, let's go ahead and get one more piece of business out of the way. Give me 1 second, guys. Uh-oh. My computer is... Okay, there we go. My computer's not back. Awesome. Come on. There we go. I'm back in the game. Don't forget, guys, you can catch the show several different places. You can roll over to Rant AM Radio, catch the show, download it there. You can catch the show over on iTunes. You can also catch it on SoundCloud. You can also listen to it on TuneIn Radio. You can also go to Podcast Garden and the Wrestling Call-In Show page on Facebook. So those gives you a few ways that you can catch the show if you do happen to miss it. Options galore. Randy, you got anything you want to say before we close up for the night?
I just want to say I'm glad. Like Monday, hopefully this wasn't a one-time thing, you know, where they actually went all out, you know, and gave us something, you know, to watch on Mondays. Because the ratings, if you saw the ratings, actually went up.
Mm-hmm.
And I just hope it's not a one-time thing, you know, just to get the ratings up again and shit.
Right.
Because you can tell Vince McMahon is, like, nervous, and he's like, oh, shit, I'm panic attack and shit, so.
Right.
You know, just give us something.
Just give us something, damn it.
No, because I don't know if you read it, like, from last year to this year, they lost over 2 million viewers.
I heard that.
2 million? You know how much is that?
Yeah. You need to truly listen to what the fans have to say, Vince McMahon. You truly need to listen. Network reads very quickly. Rant AM Radio got some great shows going on there this week. As we close out the year before we head into Christmas, Durant live every Tuesday at 8 p.m. with Double A and Tony C. They're on hiatus right now, but you can catch Freaks and Effing Geeks when they come back next year every Tuesday at 11 p.m. Talk Brunch will be every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Rant and Wrestling every Thursday at 9 p.m. Turnbuckle Throwbacks with my man Philly Phil. Dave Mega Powers every Friday at 9 p.m. You can catch this show, Wrestling Calling Show, live every Saturday at 11 p.m. at the What Are You Reading Comic Book Show. Finishes it out every Sunday at 5 p.m. with Surfer and Jordan Cobb. Man, Randy, what you got planned for the rest of the week, my friend?
I've been like the last 2 weeks and all through, you know, family stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just that little vacation, you know, went out. And now just from family to family. You know, children, taking it easy.
Right.
And making sure my daughter gets all her My Little Pony collection and shit. I'm getting all of them, but Amazon is helping me.
Yeah, there you go, there you go. I'm gonna, I'm gonna have to hit your daughter up for an interview. She can give me some more of that John Cena news. Oh, man. All right, guys. That's gonna do me for tonight. I wanna say thank you to everyone in the chat. I wanna say thank you to you, Randy, for calling in. Thank you to Big Tone for calling in. I do appreciate you guys being here. Very quickly, let me see. Where is my outro? I thought I saved it to my freaking desk.
I want to ask you something before you leave.
Sure, go ahead.
Why the hell I try to listen to your last show,
mm-hmm.
and all I hear is the what is that shit called? The What Are You Reading comic book show. That's why I hear.
I don't know.
I'm like, you know, I downloaded Boom, mm-hmm. and I'm there by the, you know, sit down on the train to listen to some of it,
because
mm-hmm. you know, my parts and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing you know, all I hear is that, so I'm like, what the fuck?
I don't know. I'll get with Double A and find out what's going on with that.
And it's yours. When I check to see if it's like with other shows, and mm-hmm. it's almost every goddamn show.
Yeah, it's not me, but it's the What Are You Reading comic book show on download.
Yeah, so like, give it a, like, if you, like, whenever you have time, mm-hmm. go to, whether on Stitch or whatever, mm-hmm. click on play or not, on the last episode, and you're going to hear it on your show, and you're going to listen to the Wrestling Calling Show. I mean, the What Are You Reading comics for show, and not your show.
I get a Double A and see what's going on with that. That wasn't the week that Phil filled in for me.
No, because I heard that one.
Okay.
And then I was trying to listen to the one we did last week.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I didn't hear anything. It was the What Are You Reading comic book show.
Okay, I'll get with Double A on that, see what's going on. I appreciate them informing me of that. I didn't know that was the case. I'll try to see what's going on with that. Tonight before I roll out to bed. Alright, man, I am out of here. I will see you guys next week. For Big Tone, myself, everyone, please take care. I am out. I'll see y'all later.
Take care.
Everyone knows FOMO, but not everyone knows.
Yeah. Let's keep it funky. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Mic check, aight. Yeah, yeah. Yo, walking in the booth, every artist becomes a target. Bucking at him from my harness, a strength that you couldn't harness. Launching steel that'll pierce your armor right through where your heart is. Pause this. Now back to leaving y'all tarnished. Jeffrey Dahmer when I mean. You should feel honored when I'm speaking. I love trauma when I'm silent. Someone's harmed that is retreating. Spitting llamas couldn't hock a loogie that could match with these. Rappers splat with ease. So cold I salivate antifreeze. You'll see I'm actually redefining masterpiece. I strike hard enough to shatter Bruce Lee's master's knees. Rats get cheese. I'm a lion in the jungle at your ear. What I mean is that I'm Tyson when he rumbles. Chomp, chomp, ha, pew. Microphone murderer squares in your clicks. Curvature honestly. I heard enough burning up grilling every one of your city's land. landmarks. Then it's back to the lab for more weapons like Mandarts.
It's the return of the Mac with crack like no other. Shit so good that you'll smack your mother. The Mac is back, just know that I'm about it. I got it, now give me everything in your wallet. The return of the Mac with crack like no other. Shit so good that you'll smack your mother. The Mac is back, just know that I'm about it. I got it, now give me everything in your wallet.
Yeah. The poison again with the poisonous pen. I was born with a pen lodged in my brain. My thoughts sharp when my points begin. Making a choice to kill you off or become your closest kin. But I'm known, it takes victory alone. And I was born to win. I'm in my prime now. Battle mode, you smell me, I'll snap your nose. I hopped out of my catacombs to let my magnum blow its casket closed for these actors, bro. Taking action with a massive flow that'll bust through magnums for show. Didn't wanna listen before, well now you have to though. Didn't wanna learn to me prior, well now you have to know. I'm here taking permanent lodge and you can't get rid of him. A small hit to my mind will reshape your whole curriculum. Keeping y'all in check when I'm schooling y'all like I'm grading tests. Don't ask me not, a stepping at me wrong will only get you X. Come correct, bodying students is my interest. Showing the world how to baby these niggas like lit shit.
It's the return of the Mac with crack like no other. Shit so good that you'll smack your mother. The Mac is back, just know that I'm about it. I got it, now give me everything in your wallet. The return of the Mac with crack like no other. Shit so good that you'll smack your mother. The Mac is back, just know that I'm about it. I got it, now give me everything in your wallet.
Am I raw? Is that a serious question? Spit so hard after every bar I gotta see my dentist. Chip teeth, split gums, bleeding tongue, pick one. All of them occur every time that I kick one. Me quit, son, never. I take pride in this job of mine. Wrecking the new school, turning this set into Columbine. Came up on Dipset, G-Unit, Eminem, Lupe and Slaughterhouse. Offer that, I get it in. Label sending offers, and the fact is they can't suffice. I don't want your money, make whack rappers a sacrifice. Then I'll sign dotted line and take this bitch over. The strongest Decepticon taking form from a Range Rover. Game over, see you and I are different. You're a layover, skybound. Tell the stewardess I hate grape soda. Bang bang holder in my jeans. You never heard that I slack. Never left, but this is return of the Mac.
I'm it's good. The return of the Mac with crack like no other. Shit so good that you'll smack your mother. The Mac is back, just know that I'm about it. I got it, now give me everything in your wallet. The return of the Mac with crack like no other. Shit so good that you'll smack your mother. The Mac is back, just know that I'm about it. I got it, now give me everything in your wallet, nickel.
Give me everything in your wallet, nickel. Give me everything in your wallet, nickel. Give me everything, 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 everything in your wallet, nickel.
Give me everything in your wallet, nickel. Give me everything in your wallet, nickel. Give me everything in your wallet, nickel. Give me everything in your wallet, nickel.
One went down.
Get that
on
video.
Yo,
five is like falling.
Get the five on video.
Yo, 24 down.
I'm dead.
Yo, whoever gets that, I'll get it.
Nah, you can get it.
Yo, somebody get it from God, bro.
Yo.